Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the biggest cover-ups in history deals with Epstein, Epstein's Island, Bill Gates, and many who went to Epstein's Island as his clients, those that he was able to blackmail. We now know more about Epstein Island, but there's a lot more that we still don't know. After, of course, they said that the cameras are off and Jeffrey Epstein actually, you know, hung himself, if you believe that crap. Well, we also have questions that need to be answered, and they deal with Bill Gates. Bill Gates says he met with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein multiple times just to raise money for quote-unquote global health. His wife, well, she didn't see it that way, or now his ex-wife didn't see it that way. Take a listen to the latest on this at the New York Times book deal conference.
Number of reports, including in the New York Times, and you know where I'm going with this, about a handful of meetings, if not more, that you took with Jeffrey Epstein after he had been convicted as a sexual offender. And I know that you have said it was a mistake and that it was something that you wished you had not done in retrospect. But I'm curious now, with hindsight, since those stories came out, what you think the lesson of that was. And when you think about that as an experience and this credentializing idea.
Well, definitely, any people with a reputation spending time with him probably gave him an undeserved sense of, you know, being back in the mainstream or not being a pariah. And so my doing that was a mistake. As I go about trying to raise money for global health, which, you know, every extra $1,000 we raise for that cause saves one life. And so we are extremely resource limited. We can buy more bed nets. We can buy more vaccines. In that case, you know, I made a mistake in judgment that I thought that those discussions would lead literally to billions of dollars going to global health. Turned out that was a bad judgment. That was a mirage. None of that money ever appeared. And I gave him some benefit by the association. So I made a doubly wrong mistake there.
doubly wrong mistake. So to be clear, what was just said there by Bill Gates is, hey, I knew I was meeting with a sexual predator. I knew that he was a convicted sex offender. But the guy had cash, so I thought it was still worth it to meet with him. Now, that's the alibi best case scenario answer. Well, guess what happened? He did this interview, and now there's new breaking news that deals with this issue. And that breaking news is the fact that Bill Gates' business associates have reached a combined $365 million settlement with Jeffrey Epstein's victims. Yes, this is disgusting. There's a new book out called Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life. And it reveals that Bill Gates' vast network of influence over key technologies, industries, and people. The book also explores Gates' complicated relationship with pedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein and shed new light on the mutual associations and interests these two men shared. Now, on Thursday, a federal judge approved the $290 million settlement of a class action lawsuit brought by sex abuse victims of Epstein against J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, a close mutual business associate of both Gates and also Epstein and their businesses. Over this past year, J.P. Morgan had agreed to pay an additional $75 million for a combined total of $365 million to settle another lawsuit relating to its established banking relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. The suits revealed that J.P. Morgan facilitated approximately $1 billion in transfers to Epstein, which the bank admitted were human trafficking related. $1 billion in human trafficking related transactions that J.P. Morgan Chase facilitated. Now, where do you get your hands on $1 billion? Well, let's talk about Gates' relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Gates' relationship with Epstein has been widely known and was even cited by Gates' ex-wife, Melinda, in the couple's 2021 divorce proceedings. Bill Gates has denied having any involvement in Epstein's crimes. Gates and Epstein's mutual associates, James E. Jess Stanley and J.P. Morgan Chase, were central to Gates' relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Gates' close contacts with Epstein began around 2011, and when he and J.P. Morgan were teaming up to create a global health investment fund, the activities of which are documented extensively in this new book called Controligarchs. As a top executive at J.P. Morgan, Staley introduced Epstein, an important bank client, to Gates, and the two, quote-unquote, hit it off. Gates also flew aboard Epstein's private jet, met with him many times, quote-unquote, and visited his home on at least three occasions, despite Epstein's 2008 conviction for solicitation of a minor, the New York Times reports. Last year, several of Epstein's victims and the U.S. Virgin Islands, where the pedophile financier maintained a residence, filed suit against J.P. Morgan, accusing the bank of enabling the illegal activities of Epstein and his network to the tune of $1 billion. Now, the litigation revealed even more that J.P. Morgan admitted to the Treasury Department that it had facilitated more than $1 billion in transfers related, quote, to human trafficking by Epstein. To avoid going to trial, J.P. Morgan agreed to pay $290 million to Epstein's victims and $75 million to the U.S. Virgin Islands, bringing the combined total to $365 million for these settlements. In March of 2023, J.P. Morgan, in turn, sued Staley, its former chief of investment banking, claiming that he should pay the entire amount of the litigation costs, thus effectively blaming him for the scandal. The litigation revealed that Staley allegedly used aggressive force in his sexual assault of anonymous victims and informed that he had Epstein's permission to the girls to do what he wanted to do with her, quote unquote. Now, James Jess Staley, who was the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company Investment Bank, was a rock star around the world, and especially in New York City. This was a guy that was involved in Epstein, clearly on a totally different level. After months of shocking disclosures, including the J.P. Morgan executives ignored numerous warning signs to keep Epstein as a client, the bank settled and avoided going to trial, which was set for last month. Why did they settle? Because they knew that it would destroy the bank if it went to trial. Staley settled with J.P. Morgan less than 2 months ago for an undisclosed amount. Both the bank and Staley maintained that they had no knowledge or involvement in any of Epstein's crimes. Really? Notably, the only public photograph of Epstein with Gates was a photo obtained by the New York Times showing the men flanked by Staley and Boris Nalukic, the Gates Foundation's science advisor, at Epstein's Manhattan mansion in 2011. It was around this time Gates and J.P. Morgan's global health investment business took off.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, here's the part that's even more disturbing than everything I just told you, which is shocking, and the media is not covering this. Jeffrey Epstein appointed Gates' science advisor to be the executor of his estate. This is when you say, what the hell? Now, after Epstein was charged with child sex trafficking in July of 2019, his friends and associates began distancing themselves from him. The following month, Epstein reportedly hung himself in his prison cell under mysterious circumstances where the cameras just happened to be turned off. The man, who was the executor of his estate, declined the role of executor after Jeffrey Epstein's death. But Bill Gates and the man, Boris, are still very tight. Now, the existence of Epstein's so-called client list has never been, quote, confirmed. But the names and account holders involved in the $1 billion human trafficking transfers, which J.P. Morgan admitted were linked to Epstein, would show you a lot of where the money was coming and going from. Another reason why they didn't want it to go to trial. So what do we do now to get to the bottom of this? Well, number one, if this was a Republican and a bunch of Republicans involved, I guarantee you we'd already know who was on that client list and it would have already been leaked. There is a reason why it has not been leaked, and that's because there's a lot of people in this client list that are hardcore lefties and Democrats. We also know that Bill Clinton had no problem hanging out with Epstein and Epstein's island. Now, there is one way to know who he was hanging out with and who was going to the island. How would we find that out? By looking at the flight logs. Which brings me now to Marsha Blackburn. Senator Marsha Blackburn announced a subpoena this week for Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. Listen to what she had to say in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee meeting, where she then announces the subpoena for Jeffrey Epstein's flight records.
A subpoena to Jeffrey Epstein's estate to provide the flight logs for his private plane, given the numerous allegations of human trafficking and sexual abuse surrounding Mr. Epstein, I think it is very important that we identify everybody that was on that plane and how many trips they took on that plane and the destinations to which they arrived.
My question is, why has it taken so long? Why has it taken this long to get to the bottom, or to even try to get to the bottom of exactly what's going on here with the client list, with J.P. Morgan Chase, and all of this money? You know, Bill Gates is a guy that I don't trust. The reason why I don't trust him is because he's a hypocrite. I'll give you a great example. He's absolutely obsessed with climate change. But he says, I'm not part of the problem on climate change, even though he's the guy flying literally all over the world on a private jet. He was asked about that recently, and here was his elitist response.
You actually mentioned your use of a private jet. Let me put it to you directly. What do you say to the charge that if you are a climate change campaigner, but you also travel around the world on a private jet, you're a hypocrite?
Well, I by the gold standard of funding Climeworks to do direct air capture that far exceeds my family's carbon footprint. And I spend billions of dollars on climate innovation. So, you know, should I stay at home and not come to Kenya and learn about farming and malaria?
Hold on a second. Bill Gates is telling you that he has a right to fly anywhere in the world he wants to go in his private jet, and that's the only way he can get to any of these places. That's what he just said. Well, I have a right to go to these places. You can get there commercially. Why can't you get on a commercial flight, Bill Gates? Well, that's because you're a psychotic hypocrite.
With the idea that not only am I not part of the problem by paying for the offsets, but also through the billions that my Breakthrough Energy Group is spending, that I'm part of the solution.
By the way, this is like a man saying, I can beat my wife because I give large donations to a battered women's shelter. That's no different than what he's saying right now. Well, I can hang out with Jeffrey Epstein, who's a convicted rapist and sex trafficker because he was going to give me some money possibly for healthcare initiatives around the world. This guy's a scumbag, in my opinion, based on what he just said. This is an individual that no one should trust, by the way. And it's exactly why his wife, in the divorce, cited the relationship with Jeffrey Epstein as a reason why. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say the only one, I mean it. They're the only one. They make a huge difference every time that you pay your bill because they actually give back to conservative causes and organizations to help you stand up for what you believe in. While you're paying a bill, you're going to have anyways. This is the part that I love about Patriot Mobile. They're making a difference every time you pay your bill, every time you make a phone call, every time that you send a text message. Patriot Mobile actually gives money back to protect First and Second Amendment rights, to protect the lives of unborn children. And that's what they're doing right now as they celebrate their 10th anniversary. If you switch right now to Patriot Mobile, they are going to give a donation to help protect life and to help mothers choose life to an organization that does everything they can to protect the lives of unborn children. Then every month when you pay your bill, they're going to continue to support the causes that I just mentioned. And this is exactly why you need to make the switch. If you're tired of woke companies, switch your cell phone to Patriot Mobile. Whether you are a business, a small business, or just a family, you can switch and they make switching easy. They have a 100% U.S.-based call center, making switching extremely easy. You're going to get nationwide coverage, unlimited talk and text, and usually save real money on your bill. 972-PATRIOT. It's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben or 972-PATRIOT. Now, I go back to Marsha Blackburn for just a moment here. You look at Marsha Blackburn and she says, I want these logs, these records. Hell yes. Get them. The fact that we're not going to have a trial, the fact that that Epstein was having $1 billion, a billion changing hands through J.P. Morgan. $1 billion connected directly to human trafficking transfers. I mean, this is buying and selling sex and slavery is what this is. Make no mistake what it is, folks. This is what it is. It's, again, absolutely disgusting. And we are at a point now where they're like, all right, well, fine. We'll pay the fine. We'll pay the hundreds of millions to the victims and we'll move on. But if the media actually cared, I promise you they would go with this story. If the media wasn't protecting J.P. Morgan, if the media wasn't protecting the Democratic Party, or Bill Clinton, or Bill Gates, or Jeffrey Epstein, and these companies and these CEOs that buy a lot of ads, you know, people say, "Well, why are they protecting them?" I'll tell you exactly why. The reason why is because they don't want to lose out on the ad revenue. These news organizations sell ads probably to companies that have top people within their companies that were on the client list of Jeffrey Epstein. From what we understand, there was blackmail videos that Jeffrey Epstein kept on his clients to make sure that if he ever went down, they could go, you know, all right, you're going to take me down? Fine, you're all going to go down with me. So all of a sudden, we get a $290 million settlement with Epstein accusers that wins approval by a U.S. judge. And you're telling me we don't know who any of the clients were, but we've got this much money coming out? Come on. By the way, the Daily Beast, which is a liberal newspaper or online, whatever you want to call it, had a headline this past week, Epstein victim who testified against Maxwell, that is the right-hand woman, the girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, has died and her family wants answers. Caroline, a victim of sex traffickers, Jeffrey Epstein, whose testimony was crucial to putting away his accomplice, Maxwell, has died. There was no obituary or funeral service after she died earlier this year, and police in West Palm Beach, Florida, opened an investigation into her death. After the Daily Beast reached out for comment, police spokesman down there, Mike Jackless, told us that the investigation was concluding and that Caroline died of an accidental overdose. The 36-year-old mother of five had planned to start a new chapter in North Carolina at a new home with a fireplace and half-acre lot with a chicken coop. Caroline and her husband, John Pitts, had purchased the property just weeks before she was found unresponsive in a West Palm Beach hotel room on May the 23rd. Before her death, she was ecstatic, Caroline's mother, Dorothy, said. She was all set up for a whole new life.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
Right.
And then you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I go back to the media, and the media could do this story if they wanted to. They don't. They don't want to touch it because there's too many people they need to protect and too many companies that advertise with them. There's too many powerful Democrats that they need to protect. Let me also remind you of how bad the media has gotten. We know for a fact that Hamas had embedded with them multiple news agencies on the day of their attack, their genocide on Jews. And they were embedded and they were paid for. That was Reuters, the Associated Press, the New York Times, CNN. All of these reporters were friends with Hamas. All of them. To the point where they could do their job, They could do their job and be safe while the carnage was taking place. The New York Times, by the way, has come out and denies photographer accompanied Hamas to October 7th attacks. The New York Times has issued a statement denying that their photographer, Yusuf Massoud, had accompanied Hamas terrorists on October 7th terror attack on Israel, among other photographers identified by a watchdog group showing them during the attack. Honest Reporting Sensational Report pointed out that photographers from several prominent news outlets and agencies appear to have had unusually good access to the Hamas terrorists and were present when they left and re-entered Gaza. In several photographs, photographers are seen taking pictures of Hamas terrorists kidnapping Israeli hostages. They do not seem threatened, despite the fact that Hamas was shooting every other civilian in sight, nor did they attempt to intervene in any way. They were filming the genocide. Honest Reporting named several photographers. Four names appear on the AP's photo credits from the Israeli-Gaza border area on October the 7th. Four different photographers who were working with the terrorists who knew this was going to be happening. Four of them were used by the Associated Press. One of them was allegedly carrying a grenade in another image. The AP fired him on Thursday. Coming out from the Israeli government yesterday, a major report was published on the independent news site Honest Reporting, which revealed a shocking fact. Photographers employed by some of the largest and most prominent global media organizations, including the AP and Reuters, took an active part, they declared, and God bless the Israeli government for saying it, took an active part in the massacre of Israel's southern communities on October the 7th. Some of them arrived together with the terrorists on motorcycles. Some even carried weapons for the terrorists. While Hamas savages murdered, raped, tortured, and brutally abused our people, the vile photographers did not stop, turn away, or leave the scene. Instead, they filmed and participated in the crimes. Israel then said, "We will hunt them down together with the terrorists." In the photograph, it was put out by the Israeli government, a, quote, photojournalist who was on the payroll of one of these big organizations on his way to Israel was holding an actual grenade in his hand. I want you to think about that. Don't worry. Some have said that the image is, quote, taken out of context, the fact checkers on places like Instagram and Facebook. Wow. That's not all, by the way. So just think for a moment about what we've learned about the media. They embedded with the terrorists and then filmed the atrocities knowing that countless people were going to die in a 9/11 style attack against people that were Jewish. And our media funded that. That same media also lied to you about Russian collusion for 4 years to undermine a sitting president of the United States of America. That same media knew that the Hunter Biden laptop was real, and they refused to report on it, saying it was Russian disinformation. The same media that says that there is zero evidence that Joe Biden has committed any crimes in the Biden crime family, even to this day, and refuses to report on it. That's the same media. And now we have a media that refuses to do their job when it comes to the issue of Jeffrey Epstein. They refuse to do their job. Why? Because they want to protect the Democrats that were involved with Jeffrey Epstein. That's the truth. That's what's actually happening here. So when people tell me, oh, the media is not biased, I can tell you right now, screw you. The media is absolutely biased. The media is biased, and the media is corrupt as hell. The media is insanely biased. The media is a group of people now that have lost their souls, and some of them are terrorists at this point, literally. And so what do we have? We have a moment now where people have to decide, are you going to keep empowering these journalists, or are you going to refuse to watch them and give them credibility? You look at Bill Gates. Would a Republican be able to get away with what Bill Gates has gotten away with? Just the private jet alone. Just the fact that you've got a guy that's sitting there saying, I had no problem having multiple meetings with a sexual predator that had been convicted of being a sexual predator. I would never, ever trust Bill Gates. Rand Paul had this to say, by the way, about Bill Gates. Listen.
There has to be a reassessment. Look, Bill Gates has been over there recently. Bill Gates is the largest funder of trying to find these viruses in remote caves and bring them to big cities. So what happened in China is they went 8 to 10 hours south of Wuhan, 200 to 300 feet deep into a cave, found viruses and took them back to a city of 15 million. There are many, many scientists who think that Bill Gates is wrong in funding this, that our government's wrong, that the Chinese government, that really we don't need to be searching for viruses that may never interact with man. And it's worse than that. They bring viruses that we may never interact with. They bring them back to the lab, but then they manipulate them by combining them with other viruses to create viruses that don't exist in nature. But this has largely been funded by Bill Gates. He funds the WHO more than most countries do. So there's a responsibility there. And I don't think he's well intended, but I think he's inadvertently helped to create something that the biggest danger to mankind right now is something that he's been funding. And that is finding these viruses, taking them back to the lab and manipulating them to make them more dangerous.
By the way, I don't trust Bill Gates. I think the way that Senator Rand Paul said it is very PC, and I understand why. I get it. But people need to do their job. People need to start looking at all of this. People need to start asking questions. Journalists need to start doing their damn job. You know, Bill Gates said this about about COVID, and this is just a flat out lie based on the facts.
You just referenced intentional pandemics. Do you harbor any doubts about the origins of COVID-19?
No, the evidence is very clear that it's naturally caused. You know, it's a bad virus, and we're going to have natural epidemics, and sadly, we may have some unnatural epidemics in the future.
By the way, this creep is grinning as he says that. He said, I mean, this is a guy who is out there. It's like, why are you spending your money in this space? Why are you out there doing this? And when you grin, when you talk about, oh, it's natural, it's normal, and we may have some other outbreaks, and you smile when you say it, like, what the hell is wrong with you? Why would anyone trust you? Why would anyone want to do business with you? Why would you ever want to give your money to anything that Bill Gates has his hands on? Senator Rand Paul is right in what he said. And the fact that this guy we're taking scientific advice from, but he's too stupid to not hang out with a convicted sex offender, which, by the way, I don't think he's too stupid. I think he hung out with him for a multitude of reasons. And I don't think it was because he was trying to save the world with health issues. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.